No Sleep Till Wonderland by Paul Tremblay. Narrated by Stephen R. Thorne. Chapter 1. It's too hot, even for mid-July. The mercury pushes past 90 degrees, even as the sun stuffs its hands in its pockets, turns its back, and walks away for another night. I feel the same way. We're inside, though, momentarily away from the heat. Tan carpeting. Blue wallpaper, white ceiling with track lighting. Six of us are in chairs, sitting in a circle, an obedient shape. We're quiet. We're trained. The hum of the central air conditioner is enough to keep us occupied while we wait for further instructions. No one wants to look at the other or engage in conversation, not before the designated time. Normally, it's the kind of situation I wouldn't mind tweaking, but I'm still exhausted and overheated from my walk over here. Besides, we've all been tweaked enough. This guy named Gus sits next to me. He's been coming here as long as I have. He's short and wiry, and he wears black horn-rimmed glasses. He has thick beard stubble that has been cultivated and encouraged, and colorful tattoos on his pale, thin arms. Behind one less than impressive bicep is the face of a green cartoon dog that winks and chomps on a cigarette. The dog has the right idea. Gus is around my age, early but aging 30s, and like me, he's dressed in vintage clothes, black leisure pants, black wingtips, a white skin-tight V-neck t-shirt tucked in, and underneath his unbuttoned powder blue guayabera, a canary yellow pork pie hat that struggles to hold down purposefully greasy tufts of black hair. He pulls off the look better than me. I look like I stumbled out of your grandfather's closet, mothballs and all. Gus is done with his drawing, and it rests on